Welcome back to Hoops Talk with Saul Morgenstern. The NBA season is coming quickly for an old man, and we're back with Hoops Talk on this radio podcast. Let's get to our first caller. Why wait? Line 3, here you go. Hey, y'all, is this Hoops Talk? Yes, it is. Go ahead. I want to talk about the Celtics. Go ahead. I don't know. Are they going to be any good? I don't know. I feel afraid of the Celtics this year. I feel afraid of hoping they're going to win games this year. Why? Why do you feel afraid? They're a good team. They still got good players. Don't worry about the Celtics. They'll be okay. I don't know. No Horford. No Kyrie. I didn't like it at the end, the way it all ended, but no Kyrie. Okay. Simmer down. We got Kemba. We got Enes, the Turkish magician, Kanter. We got Gordon Hayward coming back a little healthier this time. And I mean it. He's going to be a little healthier and a little bit more confident. And he might get to the free throw line a few times every game. But look at Philadelphia. How are we going to beat the Sixers? One game at a time. One game at a time, Celtics fans. You got a tough road ahead of you. Because you're missing Al Horford and his defensive genius as a big man. Versatility was unmatched. He's savvy, and now he's a Sixer. That is something to worry about. But let's see what we've got here before we jump into chaos mode before the opening game. Next caller.
Hello, is this on? Hello?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I'm calling about the Phoenix Suns. I have been a Suns fan for, since I moved to the Arizona area to retire from New Jersey. It was probably 1982.
You've been a Suns fan since 1982. God bless you, my friend.
I was a Nets fan back in the ABA days, the New Jersey Nets, with the ABA, George Gervin and all them, and it was fun to watch those Nets. When I retired and moved down here to the desert, the Suns came soon after. Tom Chambers, we had some good years in the 80s, and then was the 90s, Kevin Johnson was wonderful to watch. I just loved Kevin Johnson, so underrated.
Kevin Johnson, KJ. Those 90s Suns, they were under it. Charles Barkley and KJ, quite a duo. Dan Marley, talk about a magician. Woo. Could he hit some whirling dervish shots?
Hello, is this on? Still on?
Go ahead, you're still on the air. Do you have a question about the Phoenix Suns this season?
We added Ricky Rubio. We added Ricky Rubio, and I like Ricky Rubio. I think he's an underrated defender. I think he's very, very good passer, excellent passer, and good defender. That I think the issue is his shooting, as everybody has talked about since the Minnesota days. And I'm curious why you think the Suns went in that direction to sign Ricky Rubio, a veteran, doesn't fit the timeline very well of the young Suns like Booker and Ayton. So what do you think of Rubio?
Well, my friend from the desert, I will admit I was a bit confused by Phoenix signing some veterans. Aaron Baines
added to the roster. Ricky Rubio added to the roster. Yes, the timeline doesn't make sense. And with this loaded Western Conference, honestly, it's with a hope and a prayer that the Suns even win 35 games. But there was a bit of a disgrace at the end of the season. I don't know if you read the Honorable Zach Lowe's and Kevin Arnovitz. They both write for the ESPN publication. And I don't know if you read their reportage on the Suns, but it was not pretty. The front office, I don't know what you want to call it, catastrophes, one after the other. The owner, Robert Sarver, just a nincompoop. It's hard to imagine the Suns excavating themselves from Mr. Sarver and from the entire Western Conference. They're stuck at the bottom of the pit, shall we say. Rubio adds a bit of dignity and defense, and Baines adds the defense. It is hard to imagine how two veteran defenders, probably playing less than 30 minutes a game, will change the culture of the team. But I think that is the hope. Okay, next caller. Welcome back to Hoops Talk with Saul Morgenstern. Let's get back to the callers. Line 3, go ahead. Hey, Saul, this is Riley. I want to call about the Thunder. I want to talk about the Thunder. Okay, Riley, go ahead. Yeah, so when Paul George was like, I'm out, I was like, karma's a bitch, baby. Seattle is where you should be. Ooh, well, that was quite a call. Brief, but enticing and encouraging. Oof, I don't know what to say. Clearly, there's still some leftover resentment on Riley's behalf, the city of Seattle, toward the Oklahoma City theft, dragging the Sonics to the middle of the country and renaming them the Thunder. Well, Paul George leaving the Thunder was a surprise move, but I have to say it has helped the NBA in terms of the top tier being more wide open than it ever has been in the last, I don't know, perhaps the history of the league. So in that respect, thank you, PG, for relocating with Mr. Kawhi Leonard to the City of Angels and giving that formerly hapless franchise, the Clippers, a rebirth, a chance at the ring. Next caller.